you will certainly face temptation of one kind or another. It's unavoidable. It's just how you deal with the temptation that will make the difference. The obvious solution is to avoid temptation like the plague. But that's easier said than done. For, because of your sinful nature, of which there's still a fair residue in your life, the appeal of temptation sometimes almost seems irresistible. Yet it isn't. So, despite succumbing to temptation and plunging into sin of various kinds, nevertheless, God is gracious, and he promises to pardon your sin. And this offer is based on his character. Moses engages with God in conversation and pleads with God, saying, "The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in faithful love, forgiving iniquity and rebellion. Please pardon the iniquity of this people, in keeping with the greatness of your faithful love, just as you've forgiven them from Egypt until now." The Lord responded, "I have pardoned them as you requested." Numbers chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. Another who experienced God's forgiveness was King David. He transgressed against the Lord. He says, "For you, Lord, are kind and ready to forgive, abounding in faithful love to all who call on you." Psalm 86, verse 5. God is more willing to forgive than you are to ask for forgiveness. Yet when you approach the holy God contritely, he shows compassion and pardons sin. And when he pardons your offenses, he wipes the slate clean. The prophet Isaiah speaks God's word, saying, "Come, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are crimson red, they will be like wool." Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 8. To illustrate the completeness of pardon, the psalmist expresses it like this: "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Psalm 103 verse 12. When God forgives sin, it's gone. Yet the pardoning of your sin came at great price to God. For in Jesus we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Sin demands punishment, and if God is to act justly, he must punish sin by death. And, amazingly, it's the death of the blameless Jesus that secures your pardon. Thank God for his boundless grace that pardons your sin. And it's a most useful practice to adopt to confess your sins to God daily. The Apostle John reminds us, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. When we gather as God's people each Lord's Day, we corporately confess our sins, saying, "Almighty and most merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed instead the plans and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have failed to do what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. And in our sinful natures there is nothing good. O Lord, look in mercy on us, pitiable sinners. And according to your worldwide promise in Jesus Christ our Lord, spare all who are truly penitent and forgive all who are sincerely contrite. Merciful Lord, grant, for our Saviour Christ's sake, that from now on we may live a self-controlled, upright, and godly life to the glory of your holy name. Amen." Don't be slow to confess your sin to find pardon. So pray for God's forgiveness often. Finally, if God has pardoned your sins, then he expects you to pardon the, by comparison, lesser sins of one another. So the Apostle Paul instructs the believers to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. Your willingness to pardon one another shows the extent to which you've grasped the pardon God has granted you for your offenses against him. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, I am deeply grateful for your grace that pardons my sins because of Jesus' death. To you alone I confess my sin. Now help me to extend pardon to those who've offended me. Amen.